This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay, so as for techniques, my brothers and sisters, you need two things. You need two things with regards to talab al-ilm in general, and even so with regards to memorization. The first one is to exert your efforts. You really have to try hard and give your time to memorizing and seeking knowledge. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say to us? إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. Be eager and chase after that which is beneficial for you. Put your effort into it. And also seek aid from Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the two things. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned some lines of poetry. بِقَدْرِ الْكَدِّ تُكْتَسَبُ الْمَعَالِي وَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُلَى سَهِرَ الْلَيَالِي. Based on a person's effort that he exerts, this is how he attains loftiness. وَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُلَى سَهِرَ الْلَيَالِي. And whoever wants to chase after loftiness, this person is going to what? Spend his nights in trying to what? Attain that. And then he goes on to say, وَمَنْ رَامَ الْعُلَى مِنْ غَيْرِ كَدٍ أَضَاعَ الْعُمْرَ فِي طَلَبِ الْمُحَالِ. Whoever now tries to chase the lofty, whoever tries to chase loftiness without exerting any efforts, this person is going to be wasting his life chasing the impossible. تَرُومُ الْعِزَّ ثُمَّ تَنَامُ لَيْلًا يَغُوصُ الْبَحْرَ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْلَعَالِ. You say that you want to attain greatness and then you sleep at night, يَغُوصُ الْبَحْرَ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْلَعَالِ. A diver, he is ready to dive into the sea and risk his life just so he can find some what? Pearls and gems. He might drown, he might never come out, he might get eaten by a shark, but he's still ready to risk his life in trying to attain the dunya. Would we exert the same effort with regards to ilm? I remember in Yemen, my brothers and sisters, people had a pen and paper. All these masakin who came from around the world studying in Damaj, while bombs were going off. The Houthis, they were trying to destroy Ahl Sunnah. Bombs were going off and people are sitting in the masjid, حدثنا وحدثنا وحدثنا, writing it down. Some of them were like, we're not going back until we seek knowledge. No matter what happens. Because me dying in the UK after fitna has hit me, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. You being trialed in your religion is far greater than being killed. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla told us in the Quran. Shia there, they try to destroy the place while people were still sitting in the masjid going through the lessons. The point is, my brothers and sisters, if you want this ilm, you want this nur, you have to exert your efforts. You have to have sleepless nights. What did Yahya ibn Abi Kathir say? لا ينال العلم براحة الجسد. He won't attain knowledge with the relaxation of the body. Sheikh Mughbil bin Hadi al-Wadi, I used to say, if I had the ability to pour the ilm into your mouths like milk and water, I would have done that. But ilm doesn't come except with the scraping of the elbows and the scraping of the knees. Go back to a lecture. I've got a lecture online. It's called, He Drank His Urine 5 Times. Those people of the past, because of dharura, he was going out to seek knowledge and his money ran out. He had no food, he had no drink. So he drank his urine. He drank his urine, my brothers and sisters. There was others, they would sell their pans and their pots. You know, a drug dealer, when he's feeling agitated and his money's run out, what's he going to do? He's going to sell everything in the home, right? He's going to sell the air conditioner. He's going to sell the fridge. He's going to sell his cooker just so he can carry on here with his... with a drug habit. They were similar to that in that sense. He would sell the pots and the pans just so he can have more money to be able to seek more knowledge. They had determination, my brothers and sisters. And the other thing that we need, my brothers and sisters, is we have to have a habit of constantly begging Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how smart you are, how intelligent, how well educated, how much you have accomplished academically, you are always in need of asking Allah Azza wa Jal. You are not going to get this nur, my brothers and sisters, except by constantly breaking down in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. In seclusion, oh Allah, infa'ni. Oh Allah, grant me knowledge. Alimni. Ibrahim ibn Mas'ud, Abi Ishaq al-Ilbiri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says some lines of poetry. وَسَلْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ التَّوْفِيقَ فِيهَا وَأَخْلِسْ فِي السُّؤَالِ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for tawfiq when you ask, and call on to Him. وَأَخْلِسْ فِي السُّؤَالِ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ, and also be sincere upon asking Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَنَادِي إِذَا سَجَدْتَ لِاعْتِرَافًا بِمَا نَادَاهُ ذُو النُّونِ ابْنُ مَتَّى. And when you call unto Allah Azza wa Jal, call unto Allah Azza wa Jal while admitting your sins. Just like Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was stuck in the stomach of the whale, he called out, وَذَا النُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبِ مُغَاضِمًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَا نَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He admitted his mistakes, said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, I was oppressive. I oppressed myself. Help me. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Hear the fa. You feel the ash of ta'qib. Meaning, it happened straight away. Allah Azza wa Jalla responded back to him. And then he goes on to say, وَلَازِمْ بَابَهُ قَرْعًا عَسَاهُ سَيَفْتَحُ بَابَهُ لَكَ إِنْ قَرَعْتَ. Keep knocking on that door when you are in prostration to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because making dua in your prostration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ فِي السُّجُودِ فَقَمِنُوا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Be somebody who excessively makes dua in his sujood. Why? Your dua is expected to be responded back straight away. وَلَازِمْ بَابَهُ قَرْعًا عَسَاهُ سَيَفْتَحُ بَابَهُ لَكَ إِنْ قَرَعْتَ. And the more you knock, it is hoped that the door is going to be opened up for you. We have to keep the habit, my brothers, and asking Allah Azza wa Jal. There used to be drug dealers, my brothers, and sisters, who went to Jamiat al-Islami, they graduated. الآن هو حافظ كتاب الله. Drug dealers. He repented. He had a habit of constantly begging Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him with memorizing the Quran. Are you with me, guys? The talib ilm, a student of knowledge, shouldn't believe in something called impossible. Impossible shouldn't exist in his dictionary. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. The giving of your Lord is not restricted. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Nothing is difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْنًا يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to take place, He says, be and it becomes. The most dumbest of people can become the most greatest of them through Allah Azza wa Jal. So my brothers and sisters, the sky is the limit. Impossible should not exist in our dictionaries. No matter what we want, we should ask Allah Azza wa Jal. So these two things, whenever you're memorizing, you are in need of it. You need to exert your efforts, you need to try your utmost best, while at the same time, you beg Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay? Is there time? Inshallah, Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters, for attending and listening attentively. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to unite us another time in this blessed masjid where we can revise the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.